Blog Talk Radio.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
Okay, welcome here, everybody, back to Journey into the Light for a new week, and we're glad that you are here on this Sunday afternoon, evening, depending where you're at in this beautiful country of ours. And we want to welcome you, and I'm your host, Michael Long, and invite you for a whole week of spiritual shows. This evening we have a whole list of shows. I hope you stay with us this evening. And we're going to kick it off here with a we'll be taking calls here. Intuitive reading, soul coaching, whatever is that your issue that you're struggling with, a question on your mind, call on in to speak to Tara Badeau. She is a beautiful life coach, does so much more, and you're going to be very glad that you will have spoken to her today. So the number to call in is 347-884-8245. And I can see there's a couple of calls already on the phone line. So if you're calling in, make sure you press the one on your phone to speak to our guest, okay? So, and we'll be going to calls here just a little bit into the program. So stay with us, and we'll be bringing you right on to the show. Okay, so let's go ahead and let's welcome our guest, Tara, onto the show. Welcome back.
Hey, Michael, thank you so much. It's good to be back, and I'm glad to hear their callers. So if you want to get started with calls, I can do that, or I can share what's on my heart. Up to you.
Yeah, well, while I'm screening the callers, why don't you share what's on your heart and go into
sure.
your topics a little bit, and then we'll bring in callers. How about that?
Sure. That sounds great. That sounds great. Michael knows I've been eager to talk to folks. I put him on the spot a little bit. So thank you, Michael. So, yeah, I wanted to share this week with our Journey into Light family this idea and concept of the middle way. And the middle way actually comes from the Buddhist perspective and principle of avoiding extremes. Essentially, for those who don't know the story about the Buddha very quickly, he was born into a very wealthy, rich family and was essentially insulated from the suffering of the world. His parents loved him very much, didn't want him to know about death and pain and all that. So they kept him protected and insulated, which we all, on some level, wish we could live, right? Well, the story goes that one day the Buddha came outside and happened to see a beggar and happened to see this beggar who was also sick and suffering and was so pierced in his heart that he abandoned his wealth and went to seek and find out how to resolve this pain of suffering. And as the story goes, in his search, he went to the other extreme from what he was raised with. So before he knew a life of no suffering, of wealth, of all his needs being provided, and being sheltered from the pains of this world. And then he went and became what we call an ascetic, which is a fancy word of describing someone who had denied himself everything. It's a spiritual path that some undertake, certainly in history, where you fast, you eat very little, you live on what alms are provided to you, offerings people give. And as the story goes about the Buddha, before he reached his enlightenment, he realized that that wasn't working either. And his enlightenment came under the Bodhi tree, where he realized that there was a middle way, a way that's neither left nor right that leads us to enlightenment. And the four principles of Buddhism, of course, is that life is suffering and that suffering comes from attachment and ignorance. So we need awareness, right? And that as we work to detach, we will receive enlightenment or go to nirvana. And then how to get to nirvana, there are these eight steps, one of which we know, which is very popular right now, which is mindfulness and meditation. Why I'm bringing up the middle way is not to instruct on Buddhism per se, but I believe that it offers a cosmic principle that we can all apply for those of us who want to live our lives. What is the middle way to the situations that we are facing? For example, with the shift in government, I know many of us are still fearful about the administration, and we're starting to wonder whether we can rely on the government. Well, a middle way approach might say, we are neither attached to the government or attached to the alternative of the government, but instead we look for a middle way. If we're worried about the cost of education, is there a middle way where we can leverage our community resources to create something good so we are neither attached to the government and what it does or does not do, and we're neither attached to how we fail or not fail, but instead we create a middle path? I believe that the middle way is a spiritual principle that applies to all areas of our lives. Those of us who are struggling with relationships, we can neither find love or maybe what we have isn't working out well. Is there a middle way that can arise that is neither attached to one way or the other, but is uniquely designed for us, that Spirit has called forth for us to go ahead and come up with something creative to meet our needs? And remember, Spirit is concerned about our growth, not just our peace and our joy, which are absolutely fruits of the Spirit, but also that we are to grow and mature. So we're always going to have a little bit of valleys and challenges. What else can you find a middle way in your life? Maybe it's about parenting. You're dealing with maybe infertility and you really want to have a child. Maybe the middle way is to adopt. Maybe you're dealing with a challenging teenager and you don't know what to do. Perhaps the middle way, as it comes up for you, is to come up with a unique approach to deal with your particular child. I can't tell you what the middle way is. That's the beauty of Spirit and mystery. It is revealed to you, designed strictly and specifically for your life. Comes when we are willing to detach from things that are working for us. Maybe we have an idea about finances that we should have more than what we have, or we're really struggling. The middle way invites us to detach from the solutions that we think should work for us. We look to the stock market. We look to a larger paycheck. We look to the system, the banking system, and how it's been robbing the people. the middle way might come up with a different solution altogether. So I invite you, as you spend time with mystery, as you spend time with spirit, as you understand spirit to be in your life, that you start to ask for revelation of what is the middle way for me. It's neither excess nor denial, but it's the appropriate path, and it's only revealed by spirit. So that's something to ponder. And again, if you want more information about that, you can contact me. Michael will give the contact information. I also offer services on retainer. If you want to pay the monthly fee, you can contact me any number of times during that month, and I can help you with something you might be thinking about or struggling with, or if you want prayer or even a word that might come forth to me through supernatural psychic means, you let me know. But we are all being invited to seek the middle way and ask spirit for help with that. Okay, I'm done, Michael.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for that. That was great.
You're welcome.
I love it. let's see here. We got two callers up that we want to make sure we get both of them in. So we got... time to get, for about 5-10 minutes a call. So let's go to Georgia, and we'll bring Shanika on into the show. Welcome.
Hi,
hello.
Shanika. Hi.
I just had a question. I'm in love with a woman. Do you see marriage to her in the future?
Ooh, okay. You're in love with a woman. Tell me a little more about the situation.
Well, I've been knowing her for like 8 years. Let's see, we kind of had a relationship, but due to different issues, she went back to her home state. So I'm in another state and she's in her hometown. We kind of had a relationship. I love her dearly and just wanted to get some answers.
I'm sensing that you want marriage. Does she want marriage?
I think she do, yes.
Okay, but has she told you that? I'm sensing that's on you. Has she told you she wants marriage?
Yeah, she's very family oriented.
Okay. So she's expressed to you that she wants marriage, and I'm emphasizing that because that's what's being emphasized for me. So she said yes, she wants to get married.
Well, not to me, but, you know, throughout the years of knowing her, I know that's the type of person she is, you know, marriage-minded and family-oriented.
Well, what I'm picking up is you want to get a firm affirmation from her, because I'm feeling that it's on your side, so there's a need for a conversation to make sure that you're on the same page in terms of the kind of commitment that you want. So in light of all that's been going on, it's time for you to have a conversation. And for the hidden to be revealed. So there's a conversation that needs to be had with the two of you to make sure that everyone's on the same page and that you're not projecting onto her what you want. And I'm not discounting what you're sharing, but I'm just sensing heavenly that that word marriage is on your side, and you need to have a conversation to make sure it's on her side.
Okay.
And this does not mean that you're not to be together. I just spoke on the middle way, and it's actually coming up for me as well for you. So you first need to introduce and be very clear on what it is you want. And if you're not hearing the same thing, doesn't mean it's not to be. The question then becomes, is there a middle way for the two of you? Okay? But it's time for you to have that conversation. And a conversation where the hidden comes to light is what I'm hearing. So you guys have a very good conversation. You tend to talk very well, but there's some things that aren't being said, and it's time to have that conversation and to not be afraid that you might lose her if you stand for what you want, because you feel this is your last chance of having love. This is a rare connection you have, and you're very, very – I just sense that you have some concern and fear about being too this is sort of my deal breaker, that you're concerned about making a deal breaker because she might leave. So I'm hearing you need to be very clear on what it is you want, and then doesn't mean if she doesn't say the same thing, then the question becomes, can there be a middle way that's satisfactory for the two of you? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, Shanika.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right,
Michael?
Thank you for your call. Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
And
all right.
We're Great. We're going to go next to Pennsylvania and bring in Gina to the show. Welcome.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Gina.
Thank you.
Hi,
how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. Thank you. I was wondering if I can I just ask like a general question, or does it have
sure.
to be very specific?
No, no.
Yeah. You know, I mean, your conversation about the middle way, then now makes me think, you know, what message might you have for me from spirit? I'm open to any path at this point.
Any path at this point, so that is pretty vague. So help me out a little bit.
Yeah, no, I mean like any direction, anything that comes to you.
Okay. Okay. Well, where are you calling from? Let me get a little more location on you.
Oh, I'm calling from Pennsylvania on the East Coast side.
Okay. And you want to tell me a little bit more about yourself? Anything you want that comes to you, just share it.
Yes, I'm on a crossroad as far as which direction to take a budding career, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lot of transition and mobility. I mean, there's kind of mobility involved. Like if I would make a choice here, then other parts somehow changes also. So it's like just
a
little bit.
Yes. No, that helps a great deal. What's coming to me is about prioritization. And so what I'm hearing
sorry?
Spirit is that prioritization. You need to prioritize. So what I'm hearing Spirit say is that you are approaching. That's funny. So what I'm seeing is like, you know what a smorgasbord is? Have you ever heard of that
yes.
before? Okay. So
yes.
what I'm hearing Spirit say is that you're approaching. All the things are facing you like a smorgasbord. You're trying to handle all of it at one time. And what Spirit is saying is you need to approach it more as if you're at a restaurant where you order the appetizer, then you order the main course, then you order the dessert. See the difference?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Spirit is saying you need to go to however you understand Spirit to be, because you have a relationship with God in that way, and prioritize. Approach it as a restaurant menu and not as a smorgasbord. And then with the prioritization, certain choices will define themselves. Does that make sense? So if I order an appetizer, for example, that's lighter on the stomach, I might get then a heavier meal and a lighter dessert. Or I might order a very heavy appetizer and realize, you know what, this appetizer was seafood and this appetizer was a meat-based appetizer and I'm really full on that. So I'm going to get a light fish dinner and then have a heavier dessert. See what I'm saying? But if I have a smorgasbord, then I'm going to take on too much, and I'll take on more than I can handle and what I need, and I'll get sick. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, we're talking about work now. We're talking about because whatever direction I take makes me move. Housing makes me move states, makes me move.
I understand,
things.
I understand. But what I'm picking up is you have to prioritize what's important to you. And in prioritizing what's important to you, then certain choices will become clear. That's why I'm using that metaphor. The sense I'm getting is you're trying to make a lot of different choices at the same time. Instead of saying
no, actually, it's more narrowing choices down to
exactly.
I want to do travel, but for
uh-huh.
some reason, more and more things are coming to me towards coaching. So,
right.
it's like I don't understand why this is happening this way. Where I want to go a certain direction, but then things are coming towards me that is. It's not what I'm looking for, but it is what's coming to me.
Right.
And that's
so,
what it mm-hmm. me.
Yeah, I understand that. I can understand what you're saying. And I guess what I'm picking up from Spirit is there's some prioritization that needs to happen in making the decision, right? So travel and coaching are not diametrically opposed. You can do both.
No, and then there's publishing also.
That's correct.
In,
so you've now listed three... You've listed three major things, right?
Yeah.
And so
yes.
the smorgasbord is what I'm picking up. You're trying to approach it as a smorgasbord. How do I tackle all of these three things? I want this, but these two are coming to me. And what I'm saying to you is instead of going horizontal, go vertical. treat it as if it is a restaurant menu and their courses. So you go before spirit and prayer and say, look, these are three things or four things or five things. I want to do X, but all these things are coming, and I need help to prioritize because I can't do all of them right now. It doesn't mean you can't do all of them. It's the approach you're taking in order to make the decision is what needs to shift.
Yeah. What I'm saying, though, is what I am wanting is not what is coming. I'm not seeking what's coming. They're just, like, coming that direction, and that's what makes me want going on there.
Okay.
Is
it what you want?
Sorry?
Do you want to coach? What's coming to you is coaching. Is that something you want?
I mean, coaching is something I can do very easily, something and it is not just it's more transformational coaching. So that comes to me very easily. I'm not seeking it, but it's what comes to me, is what I'm saying. So I'm just wondering what that's all about, you know?
Right. I understand,
yeah.
And I guess all I can give you is what I'm getting, right?
Okay.
So what I'm getting is the approach you have to make to this decision or to how to handle that this is not what I want, this is what's coming, is you need to go to spirit with the prioritization. How do I prioritize this? Maybe what spirit is saying, and I'm just speculating, maybe what spirit is saying is the priority is you need to, your appetizer is coaching, and that's going to lead you to the main course, which is travel. Which might lead you to dessert, which is publishing, right?
Yeah.
That's the menu approach I'm seeing versus the smorgasbord approach, which is, well, I really want to travel, but I'm getting coached. I don't know what to do. It looks like it should all be at the same time. That's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing, no, it's the approach you need to take is like a menu, step by step, as opposed to all at the same time. Does that make sense? Because what I'm hearing from you is I want this and this is coming, and you're kind of looking at it at the same time. And what I'm hearing spirit say is, no, you want to approach this in terms of what's a priority, so you need to converse with spirit about that. Because I do sense you have a dynamic where you go to spirit and, like, what do I do? How do I handle this? You want that input, and I'm hearing prioritization. You need to go in your prayer closet, your meditation room, however you get with spirit, and bring that before spirit. And you co-collaborate, because spirit may want you, the priority for spirit is for you to be doing this coaching, which is easy to conserve your strength so you can do the more dynamic stuff, which is the travel and then publishing. I can't really tell you more than that. All I'm hearing spirit tell me is the switching of the approach from a smorgasbord approach, where everything at once, and so how do I do that? I want this, but it's that, and this is coming, but I want that, and instead have more of this restaurant ordering approach. So you have to prioritize what's my appetizer. And it sounds like spirit might be telling you what your appetizer is, which is the coaching right now.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you won't get to the dinner. Doesn't mean you won't, you know, the meal, main course. Doesn't mean you won't get to dessert, right? So I'm hearing you need to get between you and spirit and that's going to free up your stress, and then you'll get clearer on the plan, because that's what's giving you anxiety. And spirit has not abandoned.
No, it's not anxiety. It's just wondering if I am putting my energy in the right direction. And you mentioned energy, but I'm getting what is offered
Gina,
to me right now.
We got to go to our next call, Gina. We do thank you for your call.
We're gone.
And if you want to contact Tara, her links are here on the show page as well. We want to work in one other call before we run out of time. Let's go to New York and bring in Tony to the show. Hey,
hello,
Tony.
Hey, Michael. Hey, Tara. How are you doing tonight?
Hi. I'm here.
Yes, my question was just basically focusing on career.
Do you have questions about it?
Yeah, it was basically when do you see an upcoming employment opportunity?
What do I see as an upcoming employment opportunity? Okay, well, tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Pretty much I've been interviewing. I got an interview lined up for Thursday. That's pretty much my situation.
Okay. Well, what is the interview? What's the job about? What is it? Something you want?
It's technology. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's seems like something I want. I mean, you know, I guess on paper it seems cool. I mean, I guess you never know until you actually interview and actually see the place from the inside. But yeah, from that perspective, you know, it seems like a pretty good opportunity.
Why are you seeking that job?
Because I mean, it's kind of like in the field of what I do, and yeah, I mean, pretty much, you know, in the field of what I like to do as far as technology goes.
Okay. I am not getting anything about if you are going to get the job or not. I'm nothing there yet. But I am curious about, and technology for sure is where you want to be.
I mean, if I had to do a job, I mean, it's one of two things I'm pretty much, you know, capable of doing relatively easy.
What do you want to be? Where do you want to be?
More, I guess more in the creative field. That's more like, you know, creative passions as far as like writing and what have you.
So you want to do, where you want to be is in the creative field. In terms of writing, anything else?
I mean, yeah, writing, I guess, teaching is a possibility, but it would have to be like something creatively.
Okay. And why I'm asking you this, I'm sorry to draw this out, because nothing's lying from you about technology. Doesn't mean you won't get the job. Where I am being led is you being invited to really have an assessment time about where you're spending your time and where you want to go. So you're being invited as you plan your job situation to think about short-term and long-term. So you don't want to just be now saying, I want to find a job. Okay, this is good. I'm going to find another job. What I am hearing is this is time you're being invited to sit with yourself and make some decisions about where you want to be. And then you can start to tailor your short-term planning to lead you to the long-term plan. Because it's easy to just be caught in the short-term.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay.
Hello?
Tony, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Tony's call just dropped. It's Tony's line, but that's okay because we're just about out of time. Tara, tell the folks how people can reach you.
Yeah, so again, it's hummingbirdcall.com. And once you go to the website, you can send me a note there, and that's probably the easiest way to do it. And the email address is yes@hummingbirdcall.com. And then, Michael, you know the number. I would like you to say it.
Okay, and the phone number is 510-730-3307. Again, that's 510-730-3307, of course, anytime. I just have that radio voice.
You sure do. You sure do. Thank you so much.
All right, Tara. Always enjoy it. And
yes, indeed.
See you next week.
Sounds good. And continue to seek the middle way.
Yes. I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Take care,
my friend. All right. Bye-bye. All righty. So that's going to end this episode here with Tara. Make sure you look at and listen to her former shows with us. I'm going to be back on live in 30 minutes. We're going to be joined with a guest, a psychic medium from Canada, and Kendra, and she's going to be taking your calls for the hour. So that's coming up in 30 minutes. And then we have also tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, will be Ivory Angelic as she takes calls for the whole show, Psychic Medium as well. So got still a couple of great hours coming up, Journey into the Light. This session here, program will end, and we'll see you guys in 30 minutes.